This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Ian Rappaport, Titans signing former Steeler left tackle Dan Moore to a four-year, $82 million deal with $50 million guaranteed. $30 million year one, according to Ian Rappaport. And then, according to Adam Schefter, Panthers working to finalize a deal with defensive tackle Milton Williams. So, two guys off the board, pretty highly regarded.
Okay.
All right, we will keep you posted on anything. We're not going to break into an interview unless the Browns do something, right? We would never do that.
Or Aaron Rodgers signs.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers. All right, well, maybe so.
Jimmy might like it if we break in.
All right, well, we'll find out. Jimmy Watkins from Cleveland.com is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jimmy, what's going on, man?
Hi, Jimmy.
Hot stove season. Not quite what it's cracked up to be in the NFL as it was.
Give it time.
Kind of feels like someone's got the air conditioner on.
We're only an hour in. Only an hour in, boys.
Jimmy, why am I depressed?
More of a slow boil. More of a slow boil, I guess.
Lance that thing, Jimmy.
Jimmy, I don't think... Oh, that's gross.
Oh, wait a minute.
I can't believe you.
I'm pumped.
I don't think the Browns have the cash to do anything here right now. Am I crazy or what?
Oh, man. Okay. So this is what Spotrac tells me. Okay. I'm not the cap magician around these parts. I'm just telling you
the
number that's in front of me. Top 51 cap space for the Cleveland Browns in 2025. I'm sure they could create more by doing more of these restructures. I'm looking at 12.8 million top 51 cap space right now, and that's with the Myles Garrett. We have him listed as a $19.7 million cap hit with the new extension right now. So they don't have a ton of money to play with. But I think, as you guys have been talking about, you don't necessarily want to be the big spenders in free agency. I think it's more of a strategic fill in some gaps
yep.
type situation. Winning the offseason is not what it is cracked up to be in the NFL that it is in other sports.
All right.
I agree with you completely. If you're the Browns, what are you thinking at quarterback right now? No, none of the dominoes have really fallen yet. You know, Matthew Stafford, okay, back to the Rams, great. I don't think Geno Smith was on anybody's radar in Cleveland. Are you thinking you're going to get a stopgap here and then develop a young guy, or are you taking somebody at two?
Well, I'm thinking it's a little bit out of, if I'm the Browns, it's a little bit out of my control, because the name that we keep hearing, and it does make a lot of sense if it doesn't make a lot of hay also. Kirk Cousins is the name we keep hearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the key date for Kirk Cousins is June 1st, because that's when the Falcons can save a good chunk of money by trading or releasing him. Now Kirk Cousins is due, I believe, like a $10 million roster bonus if he's still on the team by this coming Sunday. But I think in the grand scheme of things, I think the Falcons owe him something close to about 30 next year. So if they keep him through June 1 date that we're talking about. So if we keep hearing crickets on the Browns quarterback front, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them grab another veteran quarterback in the interim here. But if they sign a guy over the next 24, 36, 72 hours who you're pretty sure isn't going to be the starter, that would indicate to me that they are waiting on the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes. Is that what we're going to call that? I don't know.
I think kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins would be the guy I think they could be waiting on in that regard. And I still think that we would be on draft a quarterback watch. And I guess you could also wait for someone who doesn't have a dance partner, right? Like, I'm thinking of a guy like Mary Kay wrote about Russell Wilson this morning. I'm not a huge fan of turning my franchise over to Russell Wilson with my job on the line if I'm a coach or GM. But if it gets to the point where you have a veteran starter who did throw 16 touchdowns and 5 interceptions last year, had a winning record as a starter, and he's just kind of left with no one to dance with, and you can get him on a similar-ish deal to what the Steelers got last year, that's another route you could go. So I don't necessarily think that no news is bad news here. It's just a sampling of – I think the Browns could be sampling the market here.
What happens if Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh? What do you think of that?
Man.
That's the mind-blowing story of the day.
That'd be fun.
I think that would be the ultimate test of Mike Tomlin's culture, right? Like, you already have George Pickens and DK Metcalf, who have reputations for being mercurial wide receivers. Aaron Rodgers.
Nice word.
Yeah, Aaron, thank you. Thank you. Aaron Rodgers at 42 with Arthur Smith is kind of like a, hey, let's run my offense kind of guy. And Aaron Rodgers is kind of a, I'm the offense kind of guy. So that would be an interesting merger. I mean, I think the ceiling on that is relatively high. If you get the thing we got to think about with the Aaron Rodgers is obviously not the quarterback that he once was. He's done winning MVPs. He might be done making Pro Bowls, but with the Steelers conversation, I don't necessarily think that team needs an MVP level quarterback to be dangerous. Just that the leap from the Mason Rudolphs of the world to competency can't be overstated. And you could draw a corollary with the Browns there too. Like, the Browns don't necessarily, if you want to look at it sunny side up, glass half full, Myles Garrett's back, so clearly they're going to try to win something here. The bar was so low at the quarterback position last year that if you just get consistent steadiness, I'd be interested to see what that looks like, if nothing else.
Jimmy Watkins joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Jimmy, terrific job as a columnist for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. With that thought in mind here, and not your columnist work, but you know what I'm talking about. With the Browns in free agency here, this team needs some wide receivers and some interesting wide receivers. As you said, the Mercurial, DK Metcalf, Chris Godwin going back to Tampa. They seem to be dwindling a little bit. Devontae Adams, what are you going to do at wide receiver? And I would think, well, great, you have draft picks, except the guy drafting wide receivers hasn't really nailed one yet.
That's true. You know what the one thing you want to give Andrew Berry some credit for, though? He has been pretty good about IDing some wide receivers on the trade market that he can get for something below below the market rate, right? Like, we saw the Amari Cooper trade. I believe the headline pick in that one was a fifth rounder, and Amari Cooper, it didn't end well, but you got two really good years out of Amari Cooper. The Jerry Jeudy move last year was a pretty darn risky one from an extension standpoint. Again, the draft capital that they gave up for him, which I think a sixth and a seventh, and maybe they got a sixth back, something like that. And then they extended him immediately, which I think a lot of us were thinking at the time, like, well, don't we want to see something from Jerry Jeudy, who had never had a 1,000-yard season to that point before you go extending him? Now you look back at that and it's, well, it's pretty good, because if you're entering contract negotiations with Jerry Jeudy this offseason after he had the season of his life, it's going to be more than $17 million annually. So the free agent market was never that deep at receiver to begin with. The draft class is also not that deep at wide receiver this year, as compared to recent years where it just seems like we're getting three Pro Bowlers out of the gate a year. I still think there are guys to like in this draft. If you don't trust Andrew Berry, draft a good wide receiver in this class, and you're worried about, oh, God, Devontae Adams is signing, Chris Godwin is signing, something else could shake out here. I mean, like a Cooper Kupp type guy, someone who is, I mean, the Rams signed Devontae Adams yesterday, and it sounds like that they were, even before that signing, they were ready to move on from Cooper Kupp. That's just one name, but like a veteran guy who has some pedigree and you could and knowledge of football at large, can learn a system, pick it up quickly. That kind of guy could still come available down the road. And Andrew Berry has proven that, you know, they're going to have about 11 draft picks this year. So maybe he wants to spend all of them, but he has leftovers to spare a few if he wants to. And he's proven, if nothing else, to be a prudent mid-round pick spender when it comes to trading for wide receivers. I guess the theme here is that you don't ever want to get too wrapped up in free agency generally, as we've already said, mm-hmm. but certainly not the first couple of days. Like, there are still moves to be made, specifically with these post June 1st designations, where teams can save some money after cutting guys at that point. We might see a late boom from the Browns off season plan as much as we could see the early returns.
All right, Jimmy, let's play a game we play at the end of the show. Why are we smarter over the Myles Garrett situation, how it played out?
Smarter. That's an interesting way. My take on the Myles extension is this. It's probably bad for Brown's business, but it's good for the soul. And that's okay. That's enough. Whether you think the Browns can win big with Miles, now we have the extension. It's not just next year. Can they put together a contender throughout, over the course of the rest of his prime, however long that lasts? I think he's probably got a couple of years left of pretty darn good football. That's the window now, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I'm dubious of even that, because if we start, like, if they draft a quarterback this year, then you have to give that guy a couple of years to see what you have, and your eggs are kind of all in that basket at that point, for at least if you're talking about Miles' window. And that, do I trust this regime to make the right pick in a quarterback class where a lot of people are uncertain if there's more than one, if one, franchise-type quarterback? I'm not sure about that. But I kind of don't care. If I'm a Browns fan, if I'm running the Browns, if I'm an aspiring GM and I'm evaluating this move strictly on prudence for the long-term health of my franchise, I don't know that I love it, because I'm just pushing off what I deem to be the inevitable, that this roster and this franchise needs something of a reset. Pushing it down the road, if you do get to eventually reach the conclusion that you do want to try to trade Miles and fetch picks for him, it's going to be harder to do the longer you wait. So I don't love that. But man, sometimes people just need a reason to wake up and hope on Sundays. They want to put on their favorite player's jersey. They want to have somebody to watch. Even if you know the game might not necessarily go the way, or you don't think the Browns are going to win, it's fun watching 95 rip off the edge and bend like a gymnast every third down and long. Okay. That is something that I just don't think emotionally, I don't know that the city was prepared for another reset. And we know that the powers that be are not thinking that way, because they are not incentivized to. So it's a small victory. I don't know if it's actually going to lead to many victorious seasons, but let people be happy. Let people be happy that their favorite guy stayed. That's not the biggest brain take. Maybe that doesn't make you much smarter to your question.
Sure.
But it might make people feel better, and that's worth something too.
All right. I get it. Jimmy, thank you. We appreciate your time and your perspective. Of course, we're reading you every day in Cleveland.com and Plain Dealer. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Jimmy Watkins, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Just waiting. That's a fine shade of eggplant white. Just getting more and more entrenched into the wall.
Come on, here. Man.
I'm bored, man.
Show a little patience.
I wanted the Browns to do something immediately.
Listen to the afternoon boys. It might, maybe it happens when Nick and
Jonathan
are on the show.
I want to listen to you. I want to hear what Jeff Phelps has to say about.
Well, call me.
I'm not going to call you. Why would I talk to you for 4 hours a day. That's enough for me. We turn the mics off. We go to break. We look at each other. I'm like, who is that guy over there? Who's that weird guy sitting across from me for 13 plus years? Browns haven't done anything in free agency yet. Yet. They're an hour 23 in. Yeah, I'm an antsy kind of guy, and I wanted them to do something. I just don't think they have any cash to do it. I think we're window shopping. Doesn't matter even if they wanted to sign the best free agent out there or the worst free agent out there. When you're window shopping, ooh, we should Macklemore. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to thrift shop on this one. We're going to have to thrift shop. Maybe we'll go over to Carnegie in Ontario. They'll teach us how to do it. Because they do a damn fine job of it every year, bringing in somebody you don't expect that helps out a team that can help them get to the playoffs. But we just talked about it. You know, did we hear then that they got a little bit of flexibility then from this Myles Garrett deal? That just something, because it's just not, you know what I'm saying?
We don't have the details of the contract yet.
Jimmy made it sound like they figured it out, but if it's the case, they maybe have $3-4 million or more in there to spend in free agency. Again, I know it's not the end-all, be-all. I get it. But what are the Browns going to do at quarterback? I mean, we all kind of sit here and think that, you know, they're going to bring in a veteran. Okay, well, if there's no cash to do it, what are you going to do? Yeah,
give it time. They'll figure something out. They always do.
And how has that worked out since 1999?
Wow, man.
I'm just saying. What do we have for that?
It's taken you an hour and 25 minutes to get all negative today.
I am not all negative.
The offseason's just beginning.
I'm telling you.
You're not building Super Bowl teams in free agency.
Jeff, show me the money. Show me how they're going to be able to do anything.
Ask Miles. He can loan them.
Okay. Deshaun's got plenty of cash.
There you go.
Deshaun, hey, do you think you could help us with the cap a little bit?
I don't think you could sublet a contract.
That's an idea, though.
I like it.
Like, it's a thought.
216-474-0092. Ramon, help me out. How are you? Raymond.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, you asked, like, what do you want to do at quarterback?
Yeah, well, what do you want to do at quarterback? Yeah.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I want to do. And I'm going to preface this by saying it's not perfect. They all have flaws. But this is exactly what I want to do. I want to re-sign Jacoby Brissett because we know he's a good mentor. We know he knows the system. We know he fits in. I want to trade for Malik Willis, the backup for Green Bay. I know he has flaws, but here's the point. His skill set is so similar to Jalen Milroe's. It's unreal. And we know who the offensive coordinator is, the guy who had Milroe. So he's used to that type of quarterback. And secondly, Willis was really raw as a rookie in Tennessee. He barely played his second year. Then last year he went to his second team in Green Bay. He's had 3 years of pro coaching, and the offense was simplified for him when he started, but he still played well. And I want to take a shot on a guy with a cannon for an arm who's actually very athletic to see if he can build on last year. And then thirdly, I want the first, second, and third pick for the Browns to go for position players, whether it's defense, whatever. We all talked about the tight ends that are so good in this draft, because those guys are going to help. And then with that third or that second third-round pick, then go ahead and pick out one of the quarterbacks and bring him in, one of the youngsters. So I want a veteran like Brissett. I want a young veteran who's shown some promise. And then I want one of the rookies.
All right, Raymond, here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit down, and I want you to actually think about exactly what you want, and then call us back when you have a plan. I'm just kidding. Well laid out plan. Thank you. Well done.
The only thing I would say about that plan, if you're looking for a similar skill set with Milroe and Willis, Brissett's not your guy. Daniel Jones might be. Daniel Jones might be your guy.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones, I kind of want to see what Willis wants to do. If I get Daniel Jones, I'm thinking about letting Stefanski work with him, and he might be the guy. Because there was a reason he was a first-round pick. He does have the skill set. He'll turn 28 next season. That's a guy who, if you want to try him, go ahead. I just picked Willis because he's cheap. You can probably get him for a mid-round pick because he's in the last year of his contract. And your new offensive coordinator coached a guy like that. And I'm just like, he did some nice things last year. Mm-hmm. In limited time, he did some nice things.
Making a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm just one pitfall. What if this team only wins three games again and Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski are gone?
Well, somebody else will coach him up.
That's what I'm saying. That's where you are. All right, let's try this. Third time's a charm. Roman is in Canton. Hi, Roman.
There we are, fellas. Hey. How are you doing?
Good. Obviously, your phone being generated by the same folks that are fixing Twitter today. So go ahead.
It might be. Sorry, I was taking customers. But
that's right.
Yeah, I think the best thing that I've heard so far this offseason, Scott Petrak said it earlier, and I've been a big proponent against the Haslams, but when he said that they are taking an active step back from football decisions and letting the football guys make those decisions like they should, I think that's a promising start to our offseason, because we know that AB's good at convincing free agents that it's a good organization to come to, and he's good at making trades. And the biggest thing right now is that he has to nail the draft. He absolutely has to, or I believe he's the first one gone, because, Stefanski's just been taking what he's been given. So I think it's a promising start, but as Browns fans, we know that we can't keep our fingers crossed.
All right, Roman, thank you. Appreciate it.
Breaking NFL news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. The Patriots have agreed to terms with offensive tackle Morgan Moses on a 3-year, $24 million deal worth up to $28.5 million.
You know you're just making him mad.
I'm tired of hearing the open.
You keep giving us these guys.
Maybe it's broken. Maybe that's why the Browns haven't done anything. Can you play if something happens to the Browns? Maybe there's something wrong with that. Maybe that's why we haven't had any news that it might be broken.
I mean, if the Browns do decide to do anything, you'll hear this.
Breaking Browns news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, again, so it's not broken. All right. Well,
if the Browns decide to do something, that's what you will hear, not only on this show, but throughout the night until about 11 p.m. tonight. So Afternoon Drive will have you. Overtime with Jake Volnick will have you as well.
Nick and Jonathan, coming up in less than a half hour. Maybe they'll have more fun than we will today.
I love that you're so upset.
It sucks. We're an hour and 30 minutes into free agency.
I'm Andy Baskin. I want our franchise quarterback now. I want three stud wide receivers. Oh, and give me a starting left tackle.
Jeff, I would take someone off of Houston's practice squad right now to make me happy right now. I'll take anybody.
I want an Oompa Loompa now, yes. Daddy. I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Augusta, chill, man. Come on, man. Nothing.
You want me to make you happy?
Yes.
So I'm out to dinner the other night. I'm walking out of the restaurant, and somebody says something. Hey,
there's $5. Give it to the Browns so they can go get a free agent.
No, they thought I was going to park their car. Oh. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Three guys sitting there. They're nice guys. Frank, two of his buddies. And they said, yeah, we listen to you guys every day. We're all from Cleveland Heights.
And
they were you were a little younger. They were a little younger than you. Not much, but just a little bit.
Did they feel the bond?
No, they said something about you. They said something about me. And I said, do you guys have any buddies, any friends, who they're really good buddies, and they absolutely drive you nuts? And they went, yeah. And I said, that's me for Andy and Andy for me. We're good buddies, and we drive each other up a wall.
For 4 hours a day. That's about it. We walk out the door. We're okay.
I know. We are. But I said,
They all said they went to Heights.
We drive each other nuts.
Did you drop a Heights high on them or no?
Oh yeah, I did.
But did you have to go deep? You got to get into the bravado of the.
No, I just went. I didn't go like you. I just said Heights high, and they all went Heights high.
They had, and there was no. I had no affiliation to them other than the fact that we own the same shingle. That's it. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad that made your day, didn't it?
Well, it was fun.
They buy you a beer. They pick up a tab or anything.
We were walking out.
Oh, too late. You should have saw them before.
They were Heights guys. They probably would have because you guys are all generous.
Well, we're successful.
You're all very nice fellas.
We're successful. Once you walk out the door at Cedar and Lee, you're good to go. Led by the Kelseys. An hour, 33 minutes and 18 seconds in, the Browns have done nothing in free agency. Nothing.
And
I hope afternoon drive has more fun.
Fed up.
No, but I do this every year. This is the wheel of disappointment for me every year. Every year I sit here immediately, and then you know what happens? Like, they'll make a move at 2:05, 2:45.
And we get to talk about it 24 hours later.
Give me something, Dan. Something.
I want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy.
How about the Browns gave someone free tickets to the home opener today? I'll go with that. That'd be good breaking news.
For every hour they don't sign somebody, they give somebody free season tickets.
Yes. Oh, I love what we're doing here. Yes. You may be frustrated because the Browns haven't done anything yet, but we're going to give away free season tickets.
There you go.
All right. So I'm totally convinced after today that they will not. I just don't feel like they're getting a quarterback that is going to be of substance.
Andy, none of them have come off the board.
Doesn't matter. I don't feel it. We're sitting here. Hey, at least the Steelers are
Jimmy
in
G's
the game.
Off the board.
Everyone's talking about Aaron Rodgers as emerging, he's beyond emerging, as someone who could be for the Steelers. You end up being quarterback for the Steelers. Is that maybe that's what we're waiting for? Maybe the Browns are waiting.
One of these guys is going to go somewhere. And then boom, boom, boom. It's all going to start falling into place.
Kirk Cousins on June 1st. Isn't that where we're getting him? Is that where we're getting him? June 1st.
What are you looking at us for?
Because Dan knows these things, man. I'm just telling you.
I don't have the script. They haven't printed it yet.
I thought you saw it. Do you have next year's Super Bowl script, or do we have to wait for the colors for the logo to come off?
No, I got to first get the script for the schedule, and then I can give you the Super Bowl winners.
All right. Continuing coverage of free agency in the NFL. It's fun for every other city but us.
Someone's going to come and get him.
Maybe they're coming to get me right now and take me away.
God willing.
Aha. 216-474-0092. The fun doesn't stop with us. You know Afternoon Drive has you covered as soon as we get off the air.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.